Welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. Enjoy today's message. May you experience the presence of our Father, and may you grow deeper in your relationship with Him.
Jesus is so, so good. I want to remind you guys of that. Let's always hold on to that promise and that truth. This morning, I haven't preached in a long time, so I feel like I'm not preaching now, but it's a good time to hand over the microphone. It's a great privilege for us to have Andre, a good friend of mine, for almost 20 years. I've known him and his wife. He's wired a little bit differently to most of us. And I remember the first time I met him, I just arrived as a young student pastor friend. And they invited me to their wedding. And I was like, listen, I don't even know you guys. What do you mean? They said, no, come to the wedding. It's going to be fun. I ended up not going. I probably should have. Sorry, Andre. But really got to know him and his wife, Mezen, really well over the last 20 years. He at least came to our wedding, which was good. And he's served in Pretoria on staff for a long time. And then he moved to Utrecht in the Netherlands to go and help him and his family, to go and help with the church plant there. Came back and served in Polokwane for a time, and now in Johannesburg. How long have you guys been in Joburg? 7 years. They've been serving so faithfully there. Andre's a pastor of Johannesburg. We've got sort of two in one interesting situation in Joburg, and he oversees his pastors as one of the congregations there together with Henny. It's just a great privilege to have you sharing with us, Andre. Welcome. We are eager to hear what the Lord has laid on your heart for us.
Thank you, Philip. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to be here. I got saved in Shofar, Pretoria. We were still in the Moonbox Theatre, and then getting to know English Centre, and then Pretoria East Primary. I'm very thankful for Shofar Pretoria. And thanks for the opportunity. So that's Mez and my wife and my daughter Mika and Azal and Joshua, keeping us busy. We're so blessed. So as Philip has said, we look a little bit different in Joburg. So we have the two congregations, and we have Henny, who's the head pastor for both. And then I'm assistant pastor specifically for Sandton. So, enjoying it. Never thought I'll be in Sandton. That's one of those places you say, I never want to go to Joburg. Like you never want to go to Polokwane. That was two of mine. I'm not going to name the other one. Okay. But I'm in Joburg and I love it. It's so amazing for me. It's a little bit like Pretoria, but I think to an X scale. Everybody comes to Joburg to come and work, to build a career, to come and study. And everybody's looking for community. So I love it. There's a lot of people that wants to bri, so I'm happy. Then in Sandton, just to give you some info, it's really going well. Obviously, COVID took us for a knock. And then we grew a bit again. We planted Sandton about 8 years ago, just before I got there. And we were about 120 people beginning last year. And then 60 people moved away during the year. Nice. I like that face. So obviously, if half your church leave to London, or most went to Cape Town, then suddenly everything is demokar, and all the small groups and the small groups merging and blah, blah, blah. But it's really amazing. God has added faithfully. We're close to 100 people again, and our small groups is strong. There's good relationship between the guys. If there's something you can pray for Sandton, it would definitely be just for everybody to go on the discipleship journey, the discipleship course encounters that just lays the foundation for what we believe, how we believe sets us free, and so forth. So if you want to pray for Santon, please pray that everybody that God is adding will do encounters. That is our faith goal for now. So, okay, that's me, that's Santon. Today, I'm going to talk about fruit. So I have the first question up there. If you were a fruit, what fruit would you be? We have a pawpaw. An apple. Nice. Okay. I thought this would be a nice icebreaker. My wife was like, what are you doing? Because it has nothing to do with my sermon. Okay. So at least we have an icebreaker. Okay. It was either that or me telling a joke. We're not going there. Okay. I'm going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit today. But first, I'm going to pray for us. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you that we can sit in your midst with fellow believers, worship you together, Father, and just come and hear what is on your heart. Father, what do you want to say to us today? What do you want to come and do, Father? We're so excited to just hear from you, to see more of you, Father. We just want to get closer to you, Father. So please come and share your heart with us today, Father. We just want to come and say we're here for you, Father. We're here because we want to receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I'm going to read John 13, verse 35. I think most of us know this. But it says, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. That's a nice scripture. But I have always been challenged by this. You know, you will be known as my disciples because of your love for one another. So people can walk past and see, wow, that's a disciple of God because of the way he loves. Or she loves. And that challenged me because I've never had that experience. That somebody walked past and said, hey, you must be a Christian. You know, just because of how I love. I don't know if you maybe experienced it. I really hoped you did. But for me, it's a challenge. And I would love that. But I don't know how to get there. You know, what does it look like? What does it mean to love others so well that people will say, wow, you are a Christian? Have you ever seen somebody like that? Where you fought outside of church circles, just in your daily life, have thought, wow, that person loves well. They must be a follower of Christ. I can't think of... Hopefully there was one or two, but I can't remember at this stage. But I so want this. This is scripture. This is for all of us. And I would like to be in that place where somebody comes to me and say, wow, you must be a Christian. You know, would you like that as well? I think all of us would agree. Okay. So today I'm going to try and break it down a little bit. Okay. So, even if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian and you're not a follower of God, it would still be nice to if somebody walks past and say, wow, that's a great guy. That's an amazing goal. You know, just nobody wants somebody to walk past and go, it's that guy or that girl. You know, all of us yearns for, just that affirmation that, wow, we love well. I think all of us wants to love in different forms, maybe at different stages, but, yeah. So, we're going to look at Galatians 5, verse 22 to 25, and that's going to break it down a little bit for us. But before we get to that, before verse 22, it talks about the fruit of the flesh from verse 16. And we're not going to look at that today. But it basically talks, if you're not a Christian, this is some of the fruit that will be in your life. And then it talks from verse 22 about the fruit of the Spirit. In other words, if you are a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit to help you. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. And this will be your fruit. Okay. What is important is people will see this fruit in you. They will see you grow in this fruit. And it is not the fruits with an S of the Spirit. So it's not there's a bunch of fruit and you have some of them. It is the fruit of the Spirit. So in other words, if you are a Christian, you will bear this fruit. And obviously, none of us are perfect. We will grow in this for the rest of our lives. But this should be at the forefront of what we want, our desires. Yes, God, I want to bear this fruit. I want to love you, first commandment. I want to love my neighbor well. And this is how I can love my neighbor well. So we want that. Yes? Do like this. It's not that cold. You can move your head. Okay. So I'm going to read for us Galatians 5, verse 22 to 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those that belong to Christ Jesus has crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. So, if we look there, what is the fruit of the Spirit? So this is what will come out of you if you are a Christian. What people will see, what you will grow in. It says love. Now I know I said Galatians 5, 22 to 25 will break down what is love. And now I'm saying love to describe love. Okay, so the first love is all-encompassing. Don't know if that's the right word. But anyway, this love is more of caring. You know, people see, wow, that person loves because they care. It talks about joy. How many Christians do you know that you won't necessarily say the first thing when you see them, they're joyful? You know, I'm very tempted to say, where's the engineers in the house? Or the accountants, but I won't. I'm the same, don't worry. This is my happy face. This is my sad face. You can ask my wife. I'm very neutral. Peace. Who is, you know, if somebody have to say, do you have peace? Or are you always afraid? Are you always nervous? Are you always frightened? Or do you have God's peace in you? Patience. Where's all the parents? But we need to grow in this. This is a fruit. Kindness. Just thinking of somebody else and acting upon it. Sometimes it's a hello, sometimes it's a smile, sometimes it's helping. Sometimes it's praying with somebody. Goodness. Faithfulness. Faithfulness for me is, you know, in this day and age, it's all about what is best for me. Every year, year and a half, I change my job, I move, if a relationship gets too difficult, I leave. I'm going to stick, If I said I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. People know I am faithful in doing God's will. Gentleness. That's not the first thing guys think of. Yes, I want to be gentle. But this is fruit of the Spirit. Jesus was gentle. Self-controlled. That's a nice big one. Controlling yourself, stepping away from the spirit of the flesh, of sin, and deciding, this is how I'm going to live. I'm going to follow God. And I just felt while we're worshiping, I must specifically say, just there's some that's projecting an image. You want to project the image of, this is what I look like, or this is who I am, you know, and unfortunately, that image doesn't reflect the fruit of the Spirit. You're trying so hard to project the image that's even, yeah, further from God than if you just be yourself. And I want to ask you, if I talk about fruit of the Spirit, do you want it? Do you desire it? Or do you maybe, no, you know, especially, I think the younger guys, you know, the image and what you want to project, and I'm tough. I was there too. I was in the army, played rugby, so I'm talking to myself here as well. But God is saying we need to look different in the world. We can't look the same as the guy that is has the fruit of the flesh. We have the fruit of the Spirit. We must look different. And we now know what is the fruit of the flesh. Fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of the flesh. Okay. So how do we grow in this? You know, when I got saved, there weren't a lot of the fruit of the Spirit in me. There was a lot of the fruit of the flesh in me. And it, fortunately, as I grew with God and a relationship with God, and the Holy Spirit leads me and guides me and convicts me, that changed. And it's still going to change for the rest of my life. I'm still going to grow in it. But we need to want to grow in it. And the first thing, like I said, is you need the Holy Spirit. And we have the Holy Spirit. If you, when you did that, you said, God, I choose to die to myself. Please save me. I want to follow you. You are my Lord. I'm going to do your will, not my own will. And we so frequently have to do that with the desires of the flesh, with the fruit of the flesh. Because that is that things, like Philip said as well, that chain. I saw that picture of a chain with a hook in it during intercession. Some of us, yes, we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but there's still some things that has a hook in us, that's pulling us back to the fruit of the flesh instead of the fruit of the Spirit. What I want, what is my will, what is lekker? Not saying the fruit of the flesh, the fruit of the Spirit and following God is not lekker, but sometimes we want what we want instead of what God wants. There's always that tension. And we need the Holy Spirit. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us, to come and remind us, to come and show us how to grow in this. Then we need accountability in community. And I specifically said in community. I've been in church, like Philip said, for 20 years. And I've had accountability partners, and it didn't work. So many times. Because I didn't have a relationship with them. It was more, okay, we're going to meet, we're going to keep each other accountable, but I wasn't honest. And he wasn't honest as well, a lot of times. And a lot of times, it wasn't in love. We need accountability in community. You need to walk with people in your small group, in this church, that gets to know you, that knows you well, that loves you enough to say, hey, I feel the Holy Spirit says this to you. You were very harsh now. Maybe you shouldn't be so harsh next time. You know, you need people close to you that loves you, that cares for you. And you also need to be that person for others. So we need to be in community. We have to walk with people. They have to know each other. It's not enough just to meet people every Sunday. Okay, you need to allow people into your life and you need to climb into other people's lives. Do life together and be intentional of keeping each other accountable. Because so often we don't want to do that. It's a little bit difficult. It's nicer just to say, they're there, you know, than to correct somebody. But we need to do this if we love each other. So I quickly want us to get a little bit practical. I want you to sit next to somebody. So I want everybody to sit 2-2. If we can put the slide on again, please, Leslie, just of the fruit of the Spirit. Okay. So you need to share what is the one thing you see in the other person. One fruit of the Spirit. Maybe you don't even know this person. That's okay. Just ask the Holy Spirit, please show me something. And even if you get it a bit wrong, it's still encouraging. It's still good. So don't be afraid. But ask the Holy Spirit to just show you quickly which one do you think that person does well in. Just one, not more than one. Okay, awesome. That was a quick one. Now, the next one. As you are sitting, stay seated like that. I want you to quickly look at that list again. And I want you to think for yourself, what is the three fruit that I really want to grow in? That you specifically want to grow in? Just think about it for now. Don't share it yet. HP, you're three. Okay, now I want you to share it quickly with the other person. Share the three areas, the three fruit you really want to grow in. So, and then I want us to pray for each other. Just pray for that person. Now ask God, God, please help him or her to grow in this area. So just pray for each other. Amen. You're welcome to pray for each other further if you still want to. We're almost done. I'm going to basically pray and end of the service. But before I do that, I want to ask you, you know, as a parent, they say, for every negative comment, there has to be about 4 positive comments to balance it out. So I want to ask you this week, maybe the next 2 weeks, to pray each day that you will have an opportunity to encourage somebody by pointing out the fruit in their lives. To saying to somebody, wow, you are really kind. Wow, it's amazing for me how patient you are. Wow, you are faithful. You're so diligent at whatever you do. Wow, you love so well. Wow, I love your smile. So I want to encourage you during this week, before you start keeping each other accountable and maybe saying, listen, you need to focus on this or you need to grow in this, let's start by encouraging each other. Let's start by building each other up. And then if the Holy Spirit lays it on your heart, please keep each other accountable. Please speak into each other's lives so that we can grow together. God has put us together as a community so that we can help each other to grow according to His will in holiness, like Philip said in the beginning. So I'm going to pray for us. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity today, Father. Thank you that you love us so much, that you gave us your Son, that you gave us your Spirit, you gave us your Word, Father, so that we can know how to follow you, that we can know how to know you better and know your will, Father. Please come and help us, Father. Come and make us holy. Come and make us more like yourself. Come and manifest this fruit in our lives, Father. We just want to say we want it, Father. We want to grow and represent you on this earth, Father. We want people to see you, Father, to say, wow, that is a Christian because of the love, because of you in us, Father, because of the example you are. So, Father, I just ask that you will come and lead and guide us this week, that we can really honor you, Father, in this week through the way we live. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that you enjoyed your time with us, establishing God's kingdom and His glory in your life. For more info, call us on 012-362-1363, email us pretoria@shofaronline.org, browse our website www.shofaronline.org, or like us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria.